Unit 17, The Great Illusionist.
David Blaine calls himself an illusionist, a kind of magician who appears to do spectacular and often dangerous tricks. David Blaine calls himself an illusionist, a kind of magician who appears to do spectacular and often dangerous tricks. David Blaine calls himself an illusionist, a kind of magician who appears to do spectacular and often dangerous tricks. But there was more to this trick than just staying in a small box for such a long time. Blaine also went without food for the entire period, living on nothing but water the whole time. A few people threw things at his box or grilled food under it so that the smell would float up to the starving performer. They had come expecting to see a more dramatic finale. Or, in a true magician's fashion, some people wanted to see him vanish into thin air, leaving a white rabbit in his place. Along with a number of articles appearing in newspapers on both sides of the Atlantic, various websites sprang up both supporting and criticizing the man and his stunt. Along with a number of articles appearing in newspapers on both sides of the Atlantic, Various websites sprang up, both supporting and criticizing the man and his stunt. Along with a number of articles appearing in newspapers on both sides of the Atlantic, various websites sprang up, both supporting and criticizing the man and his stunt. In the first place, a spokesperson for Guinness said the publication does not endorse people starving themselves as an endurance feat. In the first place, a spokesperson for Guinness said the publication does not endorse people starving themselves as an endurance feat. In the first place, a spokesperson for Guinness said the publication does not endorse people starving themselves as an endurance feat. In the 1970s, a prisoner in England went for 385 days without solid food to protest against his conviction. In the 1970s, a prisoner in England went for 385 days without solid food to protest against his conviction. In the 1970s, a prisoner in England went for 385 days without solid food to protest against his conviction.